So let's turn our Bibles to Psalms 2. 我们上个星期开始看诗篇, and last week we started looking at the book of Psalms. 我们上个星期看了第一篇, and last week we looked at the first Psalm. 今天我们就是继续,不用怕,有150个诗篇,我们每全部逐个逐个看。 Don't worry, there's 150 Psalms, we're not going to look at all of them in detail. 但是我们会选择有些重要代表性的诗篇, but we're going to choose some of the more important, some of the more significant Psalms to share with you. 上个星期都讲过,诗篇有丰富的情绪。 And as we shared last week, you know, the Psalms has full of different emotions. 亦都有一个好好的方法给我们研究去依靠神. And it's a great way that we can learn to trust in God. 在诗篇有安慰、指引、鼓励和劝勉。 In the Psalms, you know, there's comfort, there's guidance, there's encouragement, and there's exhortation. 诗篇教我们怎样敬拜,怎样祷告, and Psalms teaches us how to pray, how to worship. 其中一个很奇妙的诗篇就会很清楚给我们看到耶稣。 And one amazing thing about the Psalms is Psalms teaches us, shows us so clearly about Jesus Christ. 所以诗篇第二篇就称为弥赛亚诗篇。 And the second Psalm is one of the Messianic Psalms. 有可以称为王族诗篇, or one of the royal songs. 一共有16个诗篇是弥赛亚诗篇。 And there are 16 psalms in total that are called the Messianic Psalms. 我们相信当我们认识这些诗篇，我们更加认识到耶稣。 And I believe that by looking at these psalms, we can see Jesus more clearly. 因为圣经是有很多的预言, the Bible is full of prophecy. 诗篇有丰富的预言, and Psalms is full of prophecy. 第二篇是一个预言的诗篇, and Psalms 2 is a psalm of prophecy. 是预言耶稣基督的, and it's prophesying about Jesus Christ. 所以我们先去看第一节到第六节. So let's look first from Psalms 2, verse 1 to 6. 外邦人为什么争闹? 万民为什么谋算虚妄的事? Why do the nations rage and the people plot in a vain thing? 世上的君王一齐起来，神采一同商议，要敌挡耶和华并他的受膏者。 The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, 说, let us break the bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us. 那坐在天上的必发笑，主必暗笑他们。 就笑他们, he who sits in the heavens shall laugh, the Lord shall hold them in desertion. 那时他要在牢中责备他们,在烈牢中惊吓他们. Then he shall speak to them in his wrath and distress them in his deep displeasure. 说,我已经立我的君在锡安。 我的城山上了, yet I have set my king on my holy hill of Zion. 我们一起祈祷, let's pray. 主啊,我们多谢你,我们今天可以看诗篇第二篇, 求主透过这个诗篇去教导我们, 让我们更加明白你的教导,你的恩典。 多谢主,听我们祷告, Amen. 这个诗篇第二篇,第一节就问一个问题, and so here in Psalms 2, verse 1, it asks the question, 外邦为什么争闹? Why do the heathens, the nations rage? 那我们要问他, 外邦是不是万民呢? 是所有的民呢? And so it's like, who are the nations? Are they all the nations? 那这个讲是万民的一起, and it says here, the nations together. 他们谋算, 是什么? What are they planning? What are they plotting? 佢係做虛妄嘅事。They're planning something that's not going to come to any fruition. It's in vain. 虛妄就係不會成功嘅事。And when you say they're doing something that's a vain plot, it means it's not going to succeed.所以第二節話我哋聽世上嘅君王一齊起來。And in verse 2 it says, all the kings of the earth come together. 一齊嚟做乜嘢？ What are they coming together to do? 要敵擋耶和華並他受膏者。They're coming to attack against the Lord, God, and His anointed. 呢度講受膏者。Here it says the word anointed.在原文受膏者是尼賽亞。And the word anointed here in the Hebrew is Messiah. 尼賽亞是希伯來話， Messiah is the Hebrew word. Anointed is the English word. 受膏者是中文的字。尼賽亞是希伯來的字。And 希列文的尼賽亞就是基督。And in Greek,Messiah is Christ, Christos. 所以我哋睇得到呢个尼赛亚就系我哋一般谂到我哋嘅教主耶稣基督。And so as we look at this and you see the Messiah, you think this is our Lord Jesus Christ. 世界一切嘅人系嚟要攻击，系反对主耶稣基督。And so all the nations of the world are coming together to attack against the Lord Jesus Christ. 咁所以唔怪之话神喺天上系笑。So no wonder it says that God is sitting in heaven laughing. 因为边个可以敌挡基督呢？边个可以同神相比？ Because who can come against Jesus? Who can compare with God? 无论是几多个人都不可以同神敌挡，是他，即是反革命的。 No matter how many people you have, you cannot fight against God or raise a rebellion against God. 他是想脱开神的统治。And they want to get out from under the rulership of Jesus Christ. 咁所以呢个诗篇我哋称为尼赛亚诗篇。So this is called a messianic psalm. 系当时以色列人高立一个新嘅皇帝嘅时候，呢啲尼赛亚诗篇佢会朗诵，会唱诗歌。And in Israel, when they were anoint a new king, they would use these psalms to praise God and to worship God and to recite them. 咁啊，有某方面可能你觉得话神嘅受膏者就系代表神高立嘅新皇帝。And in one aspect, you could think, well, maybe the anointed one is the new king that God is anointing. 因为所有嘅皇帝。都是即是以色列的皇帝都是神高立是做皇帝 because all of the kings of Israel should be anointed by God in his chosen vessel 所以某个程度上你可以说以色列的皇帝就是受膏者是尼赛亚 and so in one sense you could say any anointed king of Israel is the anointed one he is a messiah 但是是一个尼赛亚不是唯一的尼赛亚 but it is a type of Messiah, not the Messiah. 但是当我们看这个诗篇的时候，我们要看到这个诗篇究竟是讲着耶稣基督，还是讲着皇帝。And so when we look at the psalm, we have to see, well, is this psalm talking about Jesus the Christ, or is it talking about just one of the kings of Israel?我相信是当我们研究我们看到从多方面是可以确定这个诗篇是耶稣基督的。And I think as we look at this psalm from different aspects, we will see that the only explanation is this is talking about Jesus Christ, the Messiah. 这个诗篇就是形容着一个叫千禧年的时代。And this psalm is talking and explaining about something we call the millennial period. 咁啊，千禧年系一千嘅年，系耶稣喺地上作王。 And in the millennial period, Jesus is here on earth ruling for 1,000 years. 我们刚刚星期四晚查经班就完咗以赛亚书, and we just completed the book of Isaiah in our Bible study on Thursday nights. 以赛亚书最后几章都是讲千禧年的时代。 And in the book of Isaiah, the last couple of chapters, it's talking about the millennial period. So 星期四晚来到查经班，你哋有福，你明白。 And so those of you that come on Thursday nights, you've blessed because you've been learning about this. 千禧年的时间是我们现在等候耶稣回来。 And so what is the millennial period? Right now we're waiting for Jesus to come back. 是吗？咁我哋等候耶稣翻嚟，系天空系吹号，我哋就被提升天。 And so we're waiting for the rapture, and Jesus is going to appear in the clouds. He's going to blow the trumpet, and we'll be raptured up into heaven with him. 我哋就升天之后，七年嘅大灾难会开始喺呢个世界。 After we were raptured up into heaven, 7 years of tribulation are going to take place here on this earth. 七年嘅系未试过嘅。 从来没试过这么艰难的时期。 And there's going to be 7 years of great tribulation that have never happened before of that magnitude here on this planet.
当时敌基督就去统治世界。
And during that time, the Antichrist will be in control of the whole world.
七年的大灾难完了之后，耶稣由天上翻翻落来，我们和他一起。
And at the end of the 7 years of tribulation, Jesus is going to come back from heaven, down to earth. We're going to come with him.
耶稣就用他把口的利剑击杀世界的敌挡他敌基督的军队。
And he's going to use the sword that's in his mouth to destroy the armies of the Antichrist who have gathered to fight against him.
跟着那些就是大灾难未死。
是经过大灾难信靠主耶稣基督就会是进入这个叫千禧年时代。 And then those who were in the tribulation period who didn't die, who believed in Jesus Christ, will go through the tribulation and enter into the millennial period of the reign of Christ on earth.
在那一千年时间启示录告诉我们魔鬼撒旦魔鬼捆绑的。
And during that millennial time, the Bible tells us that Satan will be bound up for 1,000 years.
So, 是1,000年时间, 耶稣在地上作王，魔鬼捆绑。
And so here you have 1,000-year period, Satan is bound up, Jesus is ruling on earth.
圣经形容到千禧年的时间是非常之美丽的。
And the Bible tells us, you know, you got Satan bound up, you got Jesus ruling, and that this is just a wonderful, beautiful time here on earth.
狮子和羊仔一起睡觉，小朋友玩毒蛇都不怕咬。
And you know, you got lions sleeping with a lamb, you got children playing with poisonous snakes and not getting hurt.
是一个非常好的时间。但是在这个1,000年时间呢，
有一件事神是做的，是要证明他的公义。 But this whole time period, God is doing something and it's going to prove that God is righteous.
神是要证实，他无论怎么做，他的方法是绝对对的。
And God is going to prove that no matter what happens, God is always right.
讲个例子，有没有人问过你？ 如果神是这么好，为什么创造亚当夏娃的时候摆个分别善恶的棵树在这里？为什么被他选择？
And have you ever heard somebody ask you, well, if God is so great, why did he put Adam and Eve in the garden and then give them the temptation of the tree of knowledge of good and evil? Why did he give them that choice?
如果神是这么好，为什么不阻止魔鬼？为什么被魔鬼来引诱夏娃？
If God is so great, why didn't he stop Satan from tempting Eve?
有没有听过人家问这些问题？神就告诉我们，千禧年时间，我证明我的方法对。
So now God says, I'm going to prove that my way is always right, 1,000 years.
魔鬼捆绑，耶稣作王，挺好，是吧？
And so God says, Satan's bound up, Jesus is king. Awesome, right?
Yes. 你想不想要？
我们那时跟耶稣一起作王的， and we'll be kings and princes with Jesus at that time, right?
但是地上那些经过大灾难在千禧年生仔女的人，那些仔女是出世只认识耶稣统治。
But those people that come through the great tribulation, they have children, their children are born in the millennial time. All they know is Jesus ruling on earth.
100 years, 200 years, 300 years, 1000 years, 100 years, 200 years, 300 years, 1000 years. 你想想现在80后的人都不记得70前是什么。
Just think about it today. Those that are born after 1980, they don't know what it was like before 1970.
现在回归后都不记得回归前是怎
么。 And now those before the handover forget what it was like after. Those after the handover forget what it was like before the handover.
你明白我意思？你想想几百年是千禧年只有耶稣统治。
Just think of what it would be like 1,000 years, 100, 200 years into the millennial, and all you ever know is Jesus ruling.
有好多人会口服心服。
There are going to be a lot of people that are just submitting with their mouth, but in their heart, they're not.
他表面上会做，但心里边，岂有此理，我又要做。
And on the outside, they're going to submit and do what God says. But on the inside, they're going to say, I've got to do this. I've got to serve this Jesus guy.
1000年完了，神就会释放魔鬼。
At the end of the 1,000-year period, Jesus will set Satan free.
魔鬼就会周围去引诱人。
And Satan's going to go back and tempt people.
他会引诱的人呢，就是反对耶稣。
And he's going to tempt the people to go and take a rebellion against Jesus Christ.
他好多人就会显出他真心。
And all these people, their true heart's going to be revealed.
他一路顺服，因为他没选择，没自由。
And it's going to reveal that they were submitting because they didn't have a choice. They had to.
因为耶稣在这里作王，不顺服不得。
Because Jesus is king and you cannot not submit to the king.
但魔鬼释放的时候，全世界的反对耶稣的人一起起革命，想攻击耶稣。
But at when Satan is set free and he's going to tempt the people in the whole world, all the nations are going to come together and come and rebel against Jesus Christ.
詩篇第二篇是讲的这件事。
That is what it's talking about here in Psalms chapter 2.
全世界来攻击耶稣，神就在天上笑。你几十亿人算点什么？
And God's sitting in heaven saying, even if you have a couple billion people, what's that?
大家，我们要知道神的方法是对。感谢主，我们有选择。
You know, you got to realize God's method is always right, and you have a choice.
你应该感谢主，神俾你自由选择。
You should say, "Praise God, I've got a free will."
我可以选择信佢，我可以选择唔信佢。
I can choose to believe, and I can choose not to believe.
但如果系千禧年嘅时候，佢冇呢个选择。
In the millennial period, they don't have this choice.
佢系唔信得，佢一定要信。佢喺你眼前，点可以唔信佢？
And they have to believe. He's sitting right there on the throne, you know, right in front of you. How could you not believe that?
但心里边想唔想跟呢？
But in your heart, do you really want to obey?
所以神系要证明佢有亚当夏娃有分别善恶树各样。一路咁样做，其实系啱嘅。
And so the millennial period, I think, is going to prove that the whole thing of Adam and Eve and Satan in the garden and giving us a free choice, God's way is righteous and right.
嗱，当我哋睇呢个诗篇，我哋发现到冇可能系地上任何一个嘅以色列嘅皇帝。
And as you look at this psalm, you have to realize that there's no way this could be referring to any of the earthly Israeli kings.
大卫王是以色列最好的皇帝。
And King David was the best king of Israel.
但大卫王是征服者，他征服他周围的世界，是没敌人打到他。
But David was a conqueror, and he conquered all the lands around him, and nobody was there to challenge him.
大卫的仔所罗门是将这个版图更加狂张，是和平的，是最强的。
And David's son Solomon, he even expanded the kingdom, and it was a time of peace and prosperity.
我哋讲大卫同埋所罗门王嘅时代系以色列嘅金辉煌嘅时间。
And we call it the age of King David and Solomon was the golden age of Israel.
但系所罗门之后咧
，But after Solomon, what happened?
每一个皇帝越来越下败。
All the kings started turning away from God.
佢跟住又俾邻国系攻击
，And then they were attacked by the surrounding nations.
是一个国家打一个国家打
and it was one nation attacking and then another
最后是巴比伦亚述先跟着巴比伦征服俘虏的人带走他
and then came Assyria and then Babylon and then they took the Israeli people into captivity
被俘虏了耶路撒冷毁灭了直到现在未再有皇帝在以色列
And after the captivity, till today, there is still no other king in Israel.
他出巴比伦都没有一个皇帝
And when they left Babylon, they did not have a new king.
他被马代波斯统治，被希腊统治，被罗马统治，跟着被分散全世界。
They were ruled by the Medo-Persians, then they were ruled by the Greeks, then they were ruled by the Romans, and then they were scattered throughout the whole world.
到今时今日都冇皇帝
，until today there is no other king sitting on the throne in Israel。
所以如果冇一个当时历史嘅皇帝可以系满足第二篇嘅呢个诗篇，一定要讲一个比大卫王更大嘅皇帝。
And so if there is no physical king in Israel who can fulfill what's talking about here in the Psalms 2, it must be a king greater than David.
比大卫王更大的皇帝是谁
And who is greater than King David?
唯一就是耶稣基督尼赛亚
The only choice is Jesus Christ, the Messiah.
你看第七节
Look at verse 7
受膏者说我要全圣子耶和华曾对我说：你是我的儿子，我今日生你。
I will declare the decree. The Lord has said to me, "You are my son. Today I have begotten you."
呢个就系受膏者讲。
This is the anointed one speaking.
神称呼佢系儿子。
And God is calling the anointed one the son.
以色列的皇帝不会称为神的儿子。
None of the kings of Israel are called God's son.
但是耶稣是不是称为神子?
But is Jesus called the son of God?
我们记得最熟悉的经文个个都识背
I think you all know the most famous verse in the whole Bible. All of you have it memorized.
神爱是啊神爱世人甚至将他的独生子
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son
神只有一个儿子就是耶稣基督
And God only has one son It's Jesus Christ
其实不是真正儿子耶稣一直都存在他三位一体但当耶稣来到世界是称为儿子因为有女人而生
Actually, Jesus is not a son Jesus is part of the triune God He's always existed But when Jesus came to earth because he was born of Mary born of a human then he is called the son
是吗还有耶稣受洗的时候他是水上来有圣灵与鸽子降临
And when Jesus was baptized and he came out of the water and the Holy Spirit descended on him like a dove
天上神有声音讲
And then the heavens opened up and God spoke from the heavens
神说什么我想找准确的字我看不到我写了哪里我说这是我的爱子是不是我喜与他 木兔只有去散會。